Om Shanti. So we had a brilliant Sattu meeting yesterday. I'm sure that everyone was full after that experience. And the Muli was beautiful. In fact, the Muli is already available, no? There. At least in the internet, so you can download. And we'd like to revise the Muli with Didi. So the idea is that some people gave me a few questions. So I'm going to ask Didi, and maybe other questions will emerge from this conversation. So the first question is, if you can explain the connection. Baba was talking yesterday about construction, that was the translation, Nirman, and humility, Nirman. So if you can explain the connection between these two.
Humility.
And construction. That was the translation.
Construction.
Yeah.
Not construction, but Nirman. The Hindi term is Nirman, which means, here Baba meant about planning, service.
Okay.
Because that's what our aim is, to build a new world and to build a new world or to construct new world, we need service at this time. So these two words are very similar, Nirman, humility, and Nirman, world renewal. So the thing is, Baba was emphasizing, if we are doing service, there should be humility. Then there is success. And yesterday as well as today also, Baba was emphasizing, renounce I and mine. Because ego comes in service, or body consciousness can be there in service. Mm-hmm. Desire for name, fame, a little bit selfishness. So whilst we are doing service, because if there is ego, then there is clash. And if there is clash, conflict, there can't be success.
Okay.
Because many times it comes, my center, my area, no, sometimes that limitation comes. Mine, I and mine. And there should be that humility. Baba, it's Baba's service. We are instruments. So if there is that humility, we get cooperation from others. But if there is ego, we don't get cooperation.
Okay.
What I have observed is, why Baba kept women in front? Because women have more humility. Once it happened, I think it's in early 80s, 83, when we just started Om Shanti Bhavan service. And in a conference, international conference, one sannyasi has come. Mm-hmm. And Prakashmani Dadi thought it's nice for these sannyasis to meet double foreigners. So we few double foreigners, sister were sitting, and Vedanti Ben was with me. And this sannyasi was frequently visiting Kenya So Vedanti Ben was praising him, this, that. So he was listening. Then Jagdish Bhai came. And Jagdish Bhai started giving him jnana. And we could see how that sannyasi completely blocked himself from listening to Jagdish Bhai. Because sannyasi has his own ego, that he knows scriptures and he has got so many followers. And he didn't want Brahma Kumari's jnana, that we believe incorporeal God Shiva and this and that and that direct jnana. Same thing happened with Prem Behen in Haridwar. Because Haridwar, Banaras also, in 1960s, Brahma Baba sent Brother Ramesh, who was a lawyer from Kanpur. They surrendered in early 60s. So he was there doing service of Banaras sannyasis. And he couldn't do much. But Shurendra Ben, who was she started helping with Ramesh Bhai, but she brought Shankaracharya from Banaras to Madhuban. Prem Ben, she was so humble, she would be friendly with sannyasis in Haridwar, Rishikesh, and she was nice and giving them respect, not giving jnana, but love and respect. So many sannyasis were so friendly and will honestly say what other sannyasis are doing wrong. They will tell to her. And she brought so many sannyasis to Madhuban in Hindu conference or religious conference. So the thing is, we have observed why Baba kept sisters in front and how they have been successful because of their humility.
Well, thank you. In relation to humility, and also you were talking about, Baba was mentioning Nirman in construction.
Nirmal, Nirman and Nirman. So then Nirmal, Baba was talking about having Nirmal Vani. Mm-hmm. The speech, you should be speaking sweetly and cleanly. Nirmal is clean.
Nirmal, like your name. Like your name.
Yeah, clean. Clean and pure. So, Baba said you need these three qualities in your intense effort. He was talking in intense effort that you need these qualities so that you are able to move forward and successful in service.
That's great. But for instance, for planning, as you mentioned, the construction part, sometimes you have disagreement. No, someone gives an opinion, and especially that person, they have the opinion, they know it's the right one, the right choice, but others don't accept, or they don't listen. So how to be humble in that scenario? When you give a suggestion and others don't accept.
Baba always says, be child and master. As a master, always give your opinion. Mm-hmm. But as a child, be humble. And whatever team decides, we have to accept. Because that also needs humility to accept other people's opinion.
And can you give a story or a more example, because stories are very nice.
Because nowadays is always teamwork. So in a team, usually we receive everybody's opinion. So we have to listen to others' opinion, because even in that, no, if somebody has ego, that I'm center coordinator, I must make final decision, then it becomes bit difficult, because then people may hesitate to give their opinion, or they may feel rejected, that they were not listened to. And so that also Baba always says, that whenever there is, even if you don't like somebody's opinion, don't immediately say, no, you are not good. No, this idea is not good. It will not work. No. Be sweet. And just say pros and cons, what will be working, what cannot work, and why, or etc. So if you are talking sweetly, then people will listen. Otherwise, they will not listen. So you have to be very careful in a group meeting, so that you listen also. You may accept, you may not accept it, but deal it with humility and sweetly. Because then nobody will feel insulted or rejected. That you have to be, Baba always says, always be yogyukta, yukti yukta, sweet, etc. And humble also, no? To accept others' opinion, you need that humility.
That's great, Didi. In relation to, you were talking about intense effort. No, you were talking about intense effort just now. And Babu was talking about being always a master bestower. But how to do this? Particularly because to bestow, to donate all the time, I have to be full. But there is always some leakage. No, there is always something that's going out. So, what do you suggest in relation to make that intense effort maker successful or effective?
What today also and yesterday's Murli Baba was saying is, be donor. Not expecting anybody to give you name, fame, praise, appreciation, etc. Because sometimes what happens is our old sanskar of give and take, no, business sanskar. We say the corporate agent is like a business people, corporate agent people. They say, give me this, take this. And sometimes that sanskar is there. I'm giving you so much, you must give me so much. Whereas Satyugi sanskars are, keep on giving. Deities, donor. Their hands are like always this. Giving blessing, giving something. Whereas those who want, their hands are always like that. So Baba was talking that you should be having that sanskar of giving all the time. Just as Brahma Baba, he never expected that others should give me love or respect, or if they follow my advice, then only I will give my advice. In the same way, you be a good example and others will follow you. Even when you are doing service, do selfless service. Don't allow I and mine in your service. Because then there can be limitation that my center, my student, my service, and there can be conflict. So Baba was saying, because you have got imperishable Father, you have got imperishable treasures and fortune. So you should be having so much, you are giving all the time. So once you are giving, you will receive blessings and you will be blissful.
So even so the person is not full completely, they should keep giving, giving, giving.
But the aim is to become full.
Yeah.
So that's why Baba is always saying, be soul conscious, remember me, receive imperishable treasures from Father. Because that's what he said, no? Those satyugi sanskars you have to fill in now. Because those sanskar will continue and make that divine world. If you haven't imbibed those divinity here, how you are going to make a divine world? So you should have all treasures, knowledge, virtues, powers, peace, happiness. And that also should be permanent and unlimited. You should have so much peace that you are able to change peaceless environment. In peaceful environment, everybody will be peaceful. Then it's nothing big deal. But in peaceless environment, if you are able to create peace, that's what your treasures should work there. Your happiness also should not be temporary. That you are given respect, you are given position, you are given chance. No, your happiness should be permanent. Your peace should be permanent. You are the one who are going to transform the world. You should not be influenced by environment.
Okay, thank you. Great. In relation to that, I don't know if last Sunday or the Sunday before, Baba was talking about the power of spirituality. And yesterday Baba talked about the fortune of spirituality when he said people should see from our eyes, lips, all that energy. Can you clarify a bit more about, can you clarify this fortune of spirituality? Because you talk about the treasures. So how spirituality can be a treasure? How does it work?
Nowadays, the fortune reader, what they do is either see your eyes and say, what is your fortune? Either they see your lines in the forehead and say, what fortune is it? They read your palm and say, how fortunate you are. So Baba says, you have got, no, your eyes also reveals your fortune. Your forehead also reveals your fortune. Your hand has got so many treasures. You keep on giving, creating fortune. Your words, jnan jewels emerging from your mouth also reveals how fortunate you are. in your heart, you have so much love for Baba that reveals love to others. Because whatever we have powers, no, people see us and see our eyes or face and they feel that you don't belong, you are not ordinary. You have something special. You are here but you are not here. And the words you speak, they receive so much power. Through your eyes, they receive power and love. Or peace. No, just they just come in front of you and say, oh, you are so peaceful. So they feel those vibrations from us, peace and power and love and all, which we are giving it to them and environment. So the thing is, spirituality brings so much love and powers that it can spread in the environment. And people who are in front of you can feel. Just as, you know, many Brahmins who have been with Brahma Baba, they share their experience. I hold Baba's hand and I got so much current. Or, you know, when in public program once somebody shared his experience that when I heard Dadi Prakashmani, that I felt she belongs to me. So feeling of belonging. So our presence make them feeling something divine. So spirituality brings that divinity and power within us, that people who are in front of us, they experience it.
That's great. That's great. You were mentioning Brahma Baba, and in the Muli yesterday, Baba didn't talk at least directly with his name. So I would like to ask two questions in relation to that. How Brahma Baba used to do his own checking? I mean, Baba is always asking us, check this, check that. So how did he do?
At night, Brahma Baba always used to check himself whether my mind, intellect and sanskars, my ministers, were working properly or not. So seeing his chart of thinking, his feeling, his sanskars, his action, reaction, so he used to check every night. Okay. And I know you must have heard every night at some time, Mama and Baba used to listen to all Brahmins also. Who gave sorrow to whom? Or who took sorrow from whom? So that people sometimes know when we think I've done whatever I felt like. But we don't realize that somebody is taking sorrow from us. So it may be my natural reaction, but other people are taking sorrow. And that's why we had to be careful and we had to check whether any behavior has given sorrow to anyone.
That's good. My second question is, you met Shiv Baba through Brahma Baba many times, right? Then you met Bap Dada through Dadi Gulzar. And now, how is the meeting happening to you, the subtle meeting? That both are not physically, performing that part. At least Dadi Gulzar is not performing that part anymore.
meeting Sakar Baba was like natural, meeting father.
Okay.
Meeting Avyakt Bhav Dada through Dadi Gulzar was really uplifting. Because soul could feel, no, how Baba sees me. That's what Brahma Baba could also see me as I was without me knowing myself. Now with Avyakt Bhav Dada, we have to be avyakt. Because it's easy to meet Sakar. We are used to have Sakar meeting with so many human beings. So it's so easy to appreciate and understand, listen to them and get action, reaction, etc. But to catch avyakt Bap Dada's, we have to be avyakt ourselves. Or incorporeal, to have power from incorporeal. So that's how we have to now be avyakt and incorporeal more to receive that power from avyakt Bhakta.
Can you give any practical yukti that the souls can follow?
Practical yukti is to be in a seed stage to receive love from ocean of love. Because more we are in a seed stage, incorporeal father we can have that link, and whether we want love, happiness, bliss, whatever we want from Almighty, we can receive. To be with Avyakt Bhav Dada, we have to be in angelic form, in subtle region, and we can experience that. No, just today Baba was mentioning about to be in movie. Sakar, it is talkie, and we can listen to Sakar Baba. Or Avyakt Bhav Dada also, when he is in avyakt form, it was easy to listen to him. But now we have to go to subtle region and meet subtle angelic Bhav Dada and receive that power.
That's nice. Good. Thank you. Baba was talking about then to create the new samsara, the new world, you need to create the new sanskars. But then he was talking about the reward. So that we shouldn't expect the reward only in the new world. But we should have the reward right now. Can you elaborate a bit on that, on having the reward now?
What Baba was saying is, it should be practical experience now. Because in golden age, yes, I'm going to be the world master, world sovereign. But here, am I having self-rule? Am I able to rule my mind, intellect, sanskar, or Maya is also ruling me?
The double kingdom, no? Baba was talking about.
So Baba was saying, are you ruled by only one, yourself, or by Maya also? Secondly, Baba says, there will be one religion. So that fortune you should have here also, only one religion of complete purity. It's not that in Satyug you will be like that. You have to create that sanskar right now. That there is thoughts, words, action, connection, relation. everything, even in dream, there is complete purity. So one religion, one kingdom, and in your kingdom, in Satyug, there will be complete happiness. So are you having that total happiness all the time? Or are you affected by sorrow or suffering? There will be complete peace, no peacelessness, no conflict, nothing. So those sanskars should be here, that I am peaceful all the time. Whatever is happening around me, there may be bombardment, there may be chaos around me. I should remain peaceful. So I have to check, am I peaceful all the time?
И вот нужно себя проверять. Or do I get influenced время, by или я под влиянием? Какое-то беспокойство вокруг меня, я его постоянно чувствую.
Then he said, Satyug, you will have all powers. Nothing will be difficult, nothing will be impossible. So do you have now all the powers, all the treasures of knowledge? Are you acting your thoughts, words, action according to knowledge? Are you all virtuous here? Are you all powerful here? That all sanskars should be here, rather than expecting they will be in Satyug. So whatever efforts you are making, you must have the result now itself. Your fortune or reward should be now itself. Not that you will be having that in the golden age. Without creating it here, you can't create in Paramdham anything more. Whatever you have created here will continue.
Okay, great. Thank you. Yesterday, Babu was using an expression, when I came to knowledge, that expression was present in many Avyaktamulis a long period of time, that we should have the sanskar for a long period of time. But then your long period of time is much longer than mine. So how does it work in terms of generate sanskars?
What Baba considers is from the time you come to the time you leave body. That's your long time.
Okay.
So if you come 5 years, from the first day to the last day, it should be there. So it doesn't matter, but from the time you come to the end, and then also those who come early, naturally they will have, if they continue right from beginning to end, they will have fortune of beginning to end.
Okay, so it's the amount of time that we come to Gyan, then until we leave the body. So that's the time, not because of age or time in Gyan. That's great. Thank you. Yesterday, Baba was talking about purity too. And Baba was talking about Brahmacharya, about how purity works in our lives, especially for the new world. No, he was talking a bit about that. And can you elaborate in terms of purity? Because nowadays with the coronavirus, there is also the topic of not touching other people, these kind of things. No, they are happening. So people are even saying they are creating the foot shake instead of handshake, or they are doing just namaste or something like that. So somehow this purity Baba is mentioning that will help us to keep that sanskar, to create this new world, is happening in practical. But how to develop the sanskar in terms of mentality of purity, so that I don't want to something. I don't want to take another person. I don't want to take another object.
Purity, Baba, purity you are talking about, no? So purity we have to see that we have none of the vices. Subtle form of any of the vices. Ego, lust, greed, anger, attachment, jealousy, carelessness, laziness, animosity. Not even subtle form of that. And those sanskars we need to have right from now. Even in our dream, there should not be impurity. It doesn't matter whether you do handshake or not. It's not impurity to do handshake. And I would say, main thing, we should not have body consciousness, desire to be loved, desire to be hugged, or desire to have physical contact. Desire should not be there. Because main thing is physical attraction should not be there. Familiarity, love for name and form, so that's where we have to see, we have love but no subtle form of lust. We are friendly, but not familiar. So we work with everybody in a friendly manner. But still we should have love for solitude. Not that as soon as I have got time, let me ring my friend. Let me be on Facebook. So love for solitude. So that if I'm alone, remember Baba. Earn my income through yoga. Earn powers through yoga. Absolve my vikarma through yoga. So that's where we have to see, because subtle form of impurity, sometimes we are not aware. And that's where we need to be introspective and checking ourselves. Whether my intellect was pulled by any human being. Whether in a negative way or positive way. Because to hate someone is also not good. Because sometimes we remember people because they are not good to us. So we hate them, but remember them. Sometimes we are attracted by them and remember them. And that's also not good. So that's where our main support should be Baba. Before Gyan, we used to take support from human beings. And so we were remembering them. We were attached to them. And in case of losing them, whether separation, divorce or death, we were devastated. When there is attachment, there is sorrow. Whereas love, we give cooperation, take cooperation, and we care for them, respect them, and that is okay. So balance of being loving and detached. Not that I don't care for them.
Mm-hmm.
Now sometimes detachment is to such extent that we say, oh, I don't care, they're sick, it's all right. It's their karma. No, I have to help them as much as possible. At least ring them, say hello, send them card, good wishes. So that way, we have to care for them, respect them. But if something happens wrong with them, remain detached, not cry.
Okay, thank you. Great. Didi, I still remember the first time I saw you. And one thing I felt at that time, and even now, is how you are such a good companion of Baba. You know, I always feel you very close to Baba. And yesterday, Baba was talking about the promise to be a companion of the Father, no?
So, be under canopy of Baba, or
exactly.
Companion of Baba, and you'll be safe.
Exactly. How do you experience that? Can you tell us what's your personal experience?
Main thing, I feel myself under canopy of Baba.
Mm-hmm.
That I am on Baba's service and Baba is there to protect me, help me, so I am safe. And that's what main power I received through Jnana is courage to do anything independently. Because before Jnana, I was quite protected child. In 1940s, 50s, when I grew up, in 55, when I went to give my medical interview first time I was going to medical college, my uncle was accompanying me,
mm-hmm.
to guide me to take to new place. But after Gyan, I traveled many new countries where there were no Brahmas, no friends, no connection. So much courage I received from Baba. So the thing is, I felt always that Baba's canopy is there.
That's beautiful. Very nice. Didi, someone was asking, especially in relation to the drill Baba was mentioning about the five forms. How do you do the drill?
Same way as Baba says, but I haven't been doing for 8 times. Last night Baba was saying minimum 8 times a day, that I have awareness. I am a soul in Paramnam. I came to golden age as a worship worthy deity. Then I become worship worthy worshipper. Then I have become now most elevated Brahman and going back home. So going through the five forms, Brahman, angel, soul, deity. So that exercise we are supposed to do 8 times a day or every hour 5 minutes. Unfortunately, I haven't been doing it. But now we'll have aim after yesterday's Baba reminding again.
That's nice. Can you conduct the drill? Can you do it with us? Can you conduct it as a drill for all of us now? Or the traffic, I don't know.
You want now?
Yeah. Abhi, abhi.
Om Shanti. I am peaceful soul, Paramdham. I incarnate as a deity, golden age. I am worship worthy. Copper age, I become worshipper. But my images are worshipped. I become most elevated Brahman. Adopted through the mouth of Brahma. Then I become angel. No bondage to any worldly relationship. Relationship with only one Baba. Flying with angelic body of light. I am messenger of God. My qualities are like God, my Father. Time to become incorporeal like Father Shiva. Merged in remembrance of Shiv Baba. Being showered by ocean of love, ocean of peace, ocean of happiness. Om Shanti.
So great, so I hope everybody is motivated to keep the aim of doing at least 8 times a day. So it was beautiful and very important for all of us, for our stage and for the world. Didi, any other topic Baba was talking about yesterday that you'd like to talk more?
Baba was talking to double foreigners. To maintain balance of self-service and service of others. Because I find most of the Brahmins, they are very enthusiastic to do service, but they are not maintaining balance. So, in Brahman life, we have to see that we are maintaining balance of looking after body and soul. We need to have minimum 6 hours rest, 2 proper meals, minimum 2 proper meals, and we should not miss Amrit Vela and Murli. That is soul. We must have Murli and Amrit Vela. Then we need to maintain balance of looking after our family, job, and service of others. Because what happens is sometimes people pay so much attention to job, they don't have time to do service. Some people do so much service, they don't look after their family. So that's where we have to see that we are keeping everybody content. That was also Baba was telling
yesterday. Yeah.
Be content, make everybody content. So I had to see that nobody complains. My job should not, if you are working, your job, your boss should not complain that you are sleeping at job or you are just ringing your service project, you are doing your service project at job or you are using your time, money, energy, job's time, money, energy for spiritual service. See, they should not complain. If you get their permission and blessing, that's fine. But otherwise, they should not complain that you are not doing your job properly. So balance should be there. Because if you just eat every day sandwich and carrots and apple and in the evening teen food, that's not enough. Dadi always says, at least 1 proper meal, balanced diet. We have to be having that. Om Shanti. So Baba was talking about make intense effort. And in intense effort he said, be content, make others content. And contentment is great virtue. if you have achieved whatever you want to achieve, you will be content. And our aim is all virtuous, completely viceless. So until we are all virtuous, completely viceless, we won't be content with ourselves. And if I'm not content with myself, I can't make anybody else content. So this morning I was meeting group and somebody said, but it's not easy to satisfy everybody. And once Baba told, Avyakt Bap Dada told one Brahman also, even everybody is not satisfied with Baba also. Because in those days, Baba used to meet personally. And somebody used to get 5 minutes, somebody used to get 2 minutes. So the one who used to get 2 minutes says, oh, I'm not happy. So they will go afterwards to Nirvaya Bhai and say, I want to meet Baba again because Baba gave me only 2 minutes. So the thing is, it's not easy to dissatisfy everybody's desires. And if they have any impure desire, greed, etc., you can't satisfy them, make them content. So don't worry about that. But generally, whoever we are acting and reacting and interacting, we have to see that we are nice, sweet, loving, yogyukta, yuktiyukta. Then they will not have many complaints against us. But as we have to maintain balance of being loving and detached. Because in the world people think love means say yes to their every request. And that's what we can't do. We have to follow Brahman disciplines, Brahman's maryadas, and help others. Not satisfy everybody's desires. So, being content and making others content, keeping giving them and not expecting anything. And Baba was talking to Bharatvasi and most of the groups, Baba says, do something new. Let people prepare stage. You go and give talk. Because before, we used to spend time, money, energy to invite public and prepare stage. And then invite some speaker from outside. They will come, give lecture and go away. But now Baba says, let them prepare stage. Let cooperative stores do something, invite you. And recently, many times Baba says, let them be mic and dadis, you become mic. So the thing is, he said, cooperative souls should be used and their cooperation should be taken for doing service. Otherwise, in the end, they will complain that, oh, you didn't ask us to do anything and bring some newness. All the time, Baba is saying, bring some newness, bring some newness. Dadi Prakashmani also used to say, plant something new. Plant something new. She loved the project of Million Minutes of Peace. Say, do something like Million Minutes of Peace so that everybody gets message. So that's what Baba was emphasizing. And remember how much fortunate we are. And fortune has to be created now itself, not just wait for future kingdom. Because sometimes, you know, people say, oh, you are renouncing so much. But if we have created our fortune now, they will see our fortune and they will say how fortunate you are. Because what used to happen is the initially when the senior sisters, dadis all surrendered, people, their family were very much anti-Brahma Kumaris. And they used to, like Shil Dadi and Manmohini Didi, their family, no? They used to have 7 locks, 7 doors. So they used to lock it from outside so that sisters don't go in the morning for Murli. And from that family, 5 of them were in Gyan. Queen Mother, Shilendra Dadi, then Lilavati, the sister-in-law, and 2 cousins, Brij Shanta and Hardevi. 5 of them were there in Gyan. And the uncles wouldn't allow them to go. After about 20 years, when Mumbai service got so much expanded, first they thought these Sindhis got trapped in Brahma Baba's magic. But after 20, 25 years in 1960s, so nearly 30 years, they saw their other daughters and granddaughters and all, after marriage, divorce, husband drinking, gambling, and their life got completely spoiled. And these sisters, dadis, they have so many students in the center in Mumbai. So there were Gujaratis and Marathis and Punjabis and all sorts of variety source coming to Gyan, professionals coming, like Ramesh Bhai, chartered accountant, myself, doctor, all sorts of professional coming into Gyan. And we were so happy, and these dadis were so happy, so they started respecting them. So the thing is, sometimes people don't appreciate in early stage and they oppose. But when they see our fortune and our achievement, then they appreciate what we have done. And that's why we should not be feeling lack of self-esteem or pressure from Laukiks. Oh, you must do this, you can't do this, you can't do this, etc. So the thing is, Baba has been reminding of our fortune, how fortunate we are that we are free from all this karmic bondage of laukic relationship. We are free and we are able to create fortune of others also. Renunciation is nothing compared to the fortune that we are receiving. We do renounce, no doubt. Renouncing sleep, renouncing some favorite diet. But the fortune is for 21 births. And it's not only for future, it's 21 is one birth of this life. And once that realization is there, we are seeing how fortunate we are. There is no problem.
Okay. So thank you, Didi. We can just clap subtly or whatever you want. Thank you very much for your time, for the sustenance you gave us. And I think everybody happy? Yeah? Everybody full? Okay, so we have more material to turn the muli, to apply that muli in our lives and to make it part of what we are now. Thank you.